Jules. This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
Here we are for another episode of the Nick and Jules podcast.
Whee!
I didn't know there was an echo in here.
Oh, that's an interesting take.
Hello, welcome.
Producer Aaliyah just learning how to talk.
Well, I'm normally not, you know, in front of the mic, so
that's
true.
And we brought you in because one of the big things upon Jules' return is that we would like to, we could try to have more to the podcast,
more structure,
bit of behind the scenes stuff, bit of loosey goosey stuff, but some more segments that you might not get on air, including this brand new one.
Am I the Arsehole?
That's right. Am I the Arsehole? A very popular subreddit or part of the internet. I mean, on the off chance you don't know
Redditors,
what it is.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, we don't talk about Reddit all that much, but it is a lot of content that comes out of there, whether people on the show know that or not.
There's some gold in there.
Is it? It's classified as social media, right?
Surely. I mean, it's social. There's other users on there that you talk to
that aren't very social.
but, you know, a forum of sorts where people post their life's conundrums and queries and go, hey, am I the asshole in this specific situation?
Yes.
Like, who's the bad guy?
That's right.
And Jules and I decided we're going to figure out who's the bad guy.
Now, remember that guy that was caught on his phone for a long time at work and then he got fired and then he didn't get paid a certain amount for the hours that he did work? Remember
that guy?
Did that come from Am I the Arsehole from Reddit?
Oh,
I feel like it did.
Potentially. I think most things on the internet come from Am I the Arsehole?
In some way, shape or form, absolutely.
Yes.
All right, producer Aaliyah, you've brought to us an arsehole possibly today it's up to Jules and I to decide if they are in fact the arsehole.
Okay, now this one's a bit of a longie. So, am I the arsehole for hiding, my savings from my fiancé?
Interesting. Ooh.
I recently got engaged to my fiancé after 2 years of dating and told her we should probably start looking at houses.
Yeah.
She told me that we didn't have the money for a deposit on a mortgage, but personally I have a lot of money in savings. It's a little bit more than 160K.
Well, that's nice.
Mm. Ooh,
must be very
What's that like? What's that like? My girlfriend was initially just shocked because it is a lot of money for a 24-year-old to have saved.
Oh, mate.
Well done to them.
Mm. After a couple of days, she began to be annoyed at me. She felt like I was hiding this from her. I told her that I didn't hide it from her. I was just raised to not talk about personal finances with anyone other than someone you're married to. And I figured engaged is close enough that I'm happy to talk about it. I also said that I had actually used these savings to help her before.
Mm.
I've paid her rent a few times when she couldn't and paid a couple $1,000s for her dog to get surgery.
Aww.
She was still quite angry and has been giving me the silent treatment for the past day. My parents don't see the problem. Duh. Her parents understand. Sorry, let me turn that again. Her parents understand my perspective but think I should have told her when we moved in together last year. Mm. None of our friends know because I don't feel comfortable. I've already asked her if she can talk about it when she's ready and she said she'd let me know when she was. I don't think this is a relationship ender, but I know she probably wants me to admit I was wrong. I don't think I've done anything wrong, so I'm asking you guys out of curiosity, am I the asshole?
Oof. Interesting.
Yeah, a lot to unpack.
I flip-flopped a few times back and forth on what I thought there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read the start a little bit again, please?
Yes.
Just the headline.
Yep.
The headline was, am I the asshole for, quote, hiding, unquote, my savings from my fiancé?
Mm. Hiding your savings. Initially, I thought hiding savings because you're getting a ring, but like they're already engaged, right?
So yes, correct.
Maybe in the past relationship there has been a hiding of savings that probably should be on board with, right?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, what's your initial reaction, Jules? Like, if I've got
everything correct that I've heard, I haven't missed points, I think it's a bit unfair. Like, this person saved this money seemingly on their own.
Yeah.
If they've contributed to shared financial costs.
Yeah.
And they've even helped out their partner.
What
I think it's
matter?
Unjustified.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I don't think this person's the asshole.
No.
And yeah, you're right. Like, she's, you know, he paid for the dog surgery. It's like, it's not like he's
you're a kind person.
It's like he's copping out on expenses.
Unless, yeah, like, I feel like there's more to the story. Like, are they going out for dinners and stuff, and they're just like not? They're suggesting they can only go to budget places or something like that. Mm. Yeah.
Sure. I've had, I've been in relationships before when I, like, previously was like, hey, we were talking about potentially, like, you know, buying a place.
Mm.
And I had some savings, and compared to her, it was like a lot more. Not like 160K, but like a bit more.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, why aren't you just paying for more of it? I'm like, well, because first of all, it's supposed to be a 50-50 thing, but it's like, because we don't know what the girlfriend's or fiance's financial situation is. Because it's like, yes, he might have a lot, but does she not have much because is she reckless?
Mm.
You know, it's hard to say. I think not the arsehole for hiding it. And honestly, didn't hide it. Like, he came forth about it.
I don't know. Money is a very touchy subject in relationships. I think particularly once you go to, like, saving for a house together.
Mm.
I think if you agree on a set amount, right, and you're like, okay, cool, so every fortnight we save this or whatever towards this shared goal, isn't the other money whatever they want to do with it?
Like, yeah, that's what they had. As long as you're upfront about, you know, the shared cost side of it.
Unless you're hiding other stuff or you're being deceiving. It sounds like they've done the opposite and helped out the other person.
As long as everyone's being smart about their money. Like, this girlfriend I'm talking about, she was like, why aren't you paying for more of it? And then also she was then trying to buy, like, a new car that she didn't need. I was like, because you're done with money. That's why I'm not putting more money forward. It's because I don't feel like I should have to.
But then there's the conversation, like, if two people earn different amounts, right?
And I was earning way less as well, yeah.
But then there's some, like, the conversation that I've seen come up recently is a lot of people being like, okay, well, someone earns significantly more and the other person significantly less, and then you're paying the same amount of rent for places, even if it might be like a compromise for the person that's like, well, I can't afford this, but I love you, I want to stay in this relationship, so I'm having to sacrifice things I want to do in my life because you want this place?
Absolutely.
I think it should be, okay, well, maybe you pay 70% rent, you pay 30% rent.
Oh, that should definitely be the case. That's what I was like living last year and a half in Brisbane.
But people don't have that conversation because it's awkward and like people don't do it.
True. And I did not have that conversation. That's why I ended up paying more. Producer Aaliyah, have you got an update for us?
I sure do.
Woo.
Now, I'm going to be paraphrasing a bit because it's quite a long update.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless you want the whole update.
Can we have your thoughts on this before the update?
True, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, I think relationships are 50-50. So the whole sharing rent and all of that stuff, I think it is a 50-50 situation. It's what my partner and I did when we were living together.
Mm.
Obviously not now that I'm an interstate girly. but in my mind, I don't think he was the asshole either.
Nah.
I think he earned his dollar and he didn't hide anything actually.
Mm.
He came forward. He said, "Hey man, I've got money for us to put a deposit down for a house. Let's do it." It was more so her. I just think he felt bad because her reaction was shock.
Yeah, she's like,
and she probably felt a bit bad about herself. You know,
so that's 100%. Why he feels like he's an asshole.
Yeah, you know, he's not the asshole by default because she feels bad.
Mm. Is it shock or is it anger? Like, I think it's upset. Shock.
I think it was
anger.
I believe it was both because she didn't want to have the conversation with him afterwards, like to have a proper adult sit down conversation about it.
Shock, anger, maybe jealousy.
Mm.
They all look very.
Yeah.
They look so alike from a distance. what's the update? Yeah. Paraphrase.
Okay. Paraphrase. Okay. Update. My fiancé and I have spent the last week talking a lot about this. We started talking about it the day after my post. There was actually a lot to talk about because she had a lot of thoughts and feelings.
Mm.
There was a bit of feeling bad about herself because of this. She's 26, bear in mind he's 24, and felt like because I was younger and had so much more that she had failed.
Aww.
You nailed it. Jules got it correct. You guessed her exact feelings.
Jealousy.
I reassured her that it wasn't a reflection on her and that I had just been very lucky.
And more of a reflection on how fucking good I am.
I hate that. Yeah. I hate lucky. Like, okay, maybe he fell into a pile of money. Good for him if
trust
it's luck.
Fund.
But
trust fund kid.
But if he's worked hard for it, like, you shouldn't feel bad.
It's a very, very, like, tall poppy thing of, like, 100%. I need to feel lucky if I'm in a good situation.
Also.
Yeah.
Are we forgetting their fiancés? Like, they're probably also saving for a wedding, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's someone else, like, wouldn't they be talking about too?
About that.
Oh.
She asked me how I got the money and said that she was also concerned that I'd done something illegal to make it.
That's trust in your partner.
That's
he's refusing to actually say how he made this money.
Oh, okay.
Was he refusing or is he just like not saying?
All he said was, I broke down how I saved the money in detail for her.
Sounds like you are coming.
So he's saying it to her, but he's not saying it to us.
It might be boring.
Does he need to tell the internet how he made his money?
If it's stocks, tell me which ones I need to invest
that's
in.
That's true. Yeah. We're coming at this from wildly different angles. But I actually want financial advice. This 24-year-old sounds like he's got it together.
Is this a financial podcast?
It has. It's now.
Oh, wow. She also expressed that she had already felt unworthy of me because I do so much for her.
Yeah, and I'm so bloody good. Yeah, we get it. We get it.
Good guy, Greg.
Yeah.
Maybe she saw the hate online and was like, maybe I should backtrack.
This guy is loaded and a good guy after all.
Yes.
Maybe I should stick with him.
He said, I reassured her that I did things for her because I loved her and that hadn't changed. I also explained everything she does for me and how, to me, I feel like she does so much for me. Obviously, a week of reassurance isn't going to solve a lot of these emotions. We both already go to therapy separately and she's planning on bringing up a lot of this to her therapist by herself. We also decided that couples therapy would be a good idea, not to repair our relationship because neither of us think it's broken, but to strengthen it and allow us to talk about the ways to most effectively communicate with each other.
Oh, it's got a happy ending. Is that the ending?
That's the end.
Oh, great. Okay.
Well, I skipped a lot of the middle because there was a lot of...
Oh, no, that's fair.
So we didn't need to say any of our input. It was all solved. Very good.
They solved their own answers. We all arrived at the same point. I think it's very funny to... It's mature to go to couples counselling without there being an issue. Well, I mean, there is obviously an issue. I mean, like, you know, to be like, we're not broken.
No.
I mean...
We aired our dirty laundry on the internet, but here we are.
Yeah, I don't see this ending well. Long term, I reckon.
No?
I reckon between the wedding, between the house and some financial insecurities, that's a hard one if you're in massive tax brackets. Look, how do you think he made his money?
Whoa!
You reckon he's a crypto bro?
I said stocks or crypto. Yeah.
Crypto,
or trust fund kid.
Yeah. Well, I think if he's a trust fund kid, I reckon she would have known that he had money.
Is this an Australian one, do you reckon?
Some people can hide those things.
Judging by the vowels in the paragraph, do you think it was American?
I think it was American.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think there's many Australians who are 24-year-old that have 160K.
I mean, I'd like to meet them and find out how they did it.
And find out what stocks and what cryptos and stuff that they got into.
If you're listening.
Yeah. All right.
What are you doing on this podcast?
Give us a call.
Pretty funny that she has immediately assumed a crime.
Yes. Yeah.
What have you done wrong?
Like he could have done.
They're the dead bodies.
He could have had his own very lucrative OnlyFans. Like there's a whole range of things he could have done to make some money.
So true.
Seems unlikely, but you never
know. Maybe that's why he's being so secretive.
Foot finder.
Feet finder.
Have you ever been reached out to by them?
Have you?
Yep.
Why
you've been reached
so
out
what?
To by the company Foot Finder.
Oh, we're going here. Okay, yes. They've slid into my DMs before and they said buy and sell feet pics.
After you posted
a feet finder. No, I've never posted any photos of my feet.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I've cover posted my a toes. Picture of my feet to try and sell some shoes.
Oh.
Haven't got any DM slides. Disappointed.
What kind of shoe or foot? No, I suppose it's
what
your
kind
foot.
Of foot? What kind
current
of
feet?
What kind of shoe was it? Like, was it showing off your foot or was it like a sneaker?
Toes? Was it an open toe?
I took a photo of the shoes without feet and then I was like, doesn't look that very, very good. So I put them on and was like, okay, now we'll sell them like this.
What kind of shoe was it?
It was a leather tan sandal slide.
Okay, so you can see
currently
your feet
on sale.
Well,
I need them gone.
So they're slides. So they small. So you can see your little toes.
Yeah.
I'm also trying to sell shoes at the moment. And mine are not any good though. So there's the reason why mine haven't sold.
Probably why they haven't slid into your DMs.
Yeah. Well, they hide my toes. They're closed toed shoes.
Oh.
If they were open toed, then I'm happy.
Do you know why? Imagine. It's because it's premium content.
That's true.
For you?
And it's behind a paywall currently.
Of course.
No subscribers yet. But when I do, just you wait. All right. That's out by the arsehole. Maybe we'll do that over Tuesday.
Yeah, nice.
Can you find one that's less inherently nice next time?
Yes, I will find one that's, bit naughty.
Yeah, one where they might actually be the arsehole.
Okay.
Oh, well, we're debating.
Yeah. Who's to say?
I am a Redditor, so I will find many.
There's many stories online. In the podcast today, all the stuff you might have missed out on from the show. Jules' second show back.
Mm-hmm.
Aaliyah's second show ever.
Mm-hmm.
My, I don't know.
Lost count.
Just whatever.
3 million.
How many shows do you think you've done in your career? 3 million? Probably not, right?
Probably not 3 million.
I mean, I've been alive that many days.
No. How many years is that?
3 million?
Mm.
It's a lot.
Number crunching.
She's on it. She knows. Day two.
Yeah, be at least 300,000.
It's a lot.
Yeah, probably more years than we're going to be around for.
So if it's 3 million days, if we're doing a show every day,
yeah.
It's 8,219 years.
Can't be around that long.
8,219
years. I don't know where I did my math from. Anyway, that's boring math. Enjoy the podcast. We're back tomorrow. Bye.
Nick, cast your mind back to about a month ago. Pre-Europe trip, pre-Julia being obnoxious and gloating about all the things that she's done.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
A better time.
Savage. And she's gone. I was given a bag to essentially not be pickpocketed and to carry my belongings around in Europe.
Yeah.
But the thing was, it was very much a glaring flag that I was an Australian tourist.
Well, it was covered in Australiana. Your boyfriend Peter thought, you know what, this is the one thing that's going to keep Jules safe. And obviously, Peter wanted you to get mugged by the sounds of things.
So the question was, when I came back from Europe, had I been pickpocketed or not?
Okay, well, I'm looking at your pockets. They do look empty today, but let's hear from yourself.
Would I have to call out the classic line?
Attenzione, pickpocket!
Particularly in the capital of pickpockets, which I think is Italy in Europe.
Wow.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'm sorry for you.
The home of pizza, the home of football, the home of... Where's my wallet?
And so it was essentially a matter of being incredibly careful and having your belongings in the front of you, because you hear of stories, even our tour manager was saying, that girls would get out their phones, they're looking around on their GPS trying to find locations, and then all of a sudden you just got your hand out with your phone and someone swipes it immediately. Wow. It can happen that quickly.
That's incredible.
So I was being paranoid as hell. I was putting everything in my bag that I was carrying inside smaller bags. I was like, okay.
Babushka bags. That's Russian right. Nesting bags.
There was two instances where I said, oh no, I've been pickpocketed. And so the girls in my room, in my hostel, were saying, okay, what do you think's happened? I said, well, I can't find my souvenirs. I've bought this leather wallet. Expensive. Can't replace that.
Que desastro.
I couldn't find all these other souvenirs that I won't list because I haven't given it to my parents yet in case they might be listening and I won't tell them what they are.
Sure.
And so my friend in the hostel room was said, okay, where's the last time you had it? I said, well, I've been looking through my suitcase and I can't find where they are. And then she said, well, you've got your entire belongings out on your bed right now.
Okay.
Why don't you just have a look through them? And so it turns out that my souvenirs were under my pillow for some reason.
All right. Well, it's good that you still had them.
So I still have the souvenirs.
Is it also possible that, you know, the souvenirs weren't, I mean, I don't really, I haven't seen them. You don't, I don't know what they are. Is it, were they nice enough to steal?
Yes, they were, Nick. They were nice enough to steal. But then the second instance was I thought, oh my God, someone has pinched my sunscreen and my blue tack.
They're a sun smart thief.
I didn't know that pickpocketers would care about that. But I thought it makes sense. It was that day that we were catching the train. We were told over the announcement, attention, pickpocketers are in the area. Oh, no.
How do they know? Do they wear comically like large, I don't know, signs that say they are? Do they have the black and white stripes on them?
Maybe there'd been instances caught on CCTV.
Yeah, right.
That they'd see that people are taking stuff. And I said, guys, I can't find my sunscreen. I can't find my blue tack to keep up my ears so that I could get water inside an ear infection.
So you
Why
put
would
sunscreen
they take
in
my blue tack? But no, it was just saved in my little...
I think you're safe from pickpockets because I just think that the thieves probably felt a bit sorry for you, Jules.
Yesterday, I introduced you to Kenny the model, one of the people that were on my Kentucky tour in Europe. He was douchebag number one. And I said, unfortunately, there was a douchebag number two, but I didn't have time for it yesterday.
They always come in pairs.
They do. And this guy was Tyler, the guitarist. And already you hate him.
Which came first, the name Tyler or the guitar? We may never know.
We don't know. He came out of the womb with a guitar. And Tyler was on my tour, because his parents wanted him to see the world.
No, his parents wanted to be like, mate, no, get out of here. You suck at guitar. Get out of our house.
So much so that his parents funded the entire tour for Tyler.
Oh, no.
Must be nice.
He's a real piece of garbage, isn't he?
Day one on the tour, we're all sitting on the bus. We have to do speed dating. We have to move about the bus and get ourselves introduced to everybody.
Nice.
It's fine for everyone. until he gets Tyler. Bit of one-way conversation, bit of ask him a question, don't get ask anything back. You sort of get the idea of Tyler, who's a bit of a, self-confessed nightmare.
Well, yeah, he doesn't, as far as guitarists go, he doesn't do a lot of duets. It's mostly solo work.
Yeah. Night one, we get to the dinner. It's a big group dinner. Everyone's getting to know each other. Mm. We're at a French restaurant. We've got this beautiful musician who's standing up there. He's performing for us. He's roaming the restaurant. He's serenading us. People are dancing. Tyler goes, this guy, he's got the crowd going. What will I do? I'll take over from him.
Oh, no.
And the paid musician was like, that's fine. You know, he'll do one song. Oh, no. Tyler was doing a full set.
The moral of that movie was that everyone loves it when you bring out an acoustic set, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
I think it was there for at least 45 minutes to the point where people had gone to the bathroom, had first course, had second course, and we're like, oh, yeah, he's still going.
He was performing the entire time.
And he wasn't good.
No one assumed that Tyler, the guitarist, was any good. No one thought that he had talent.
So we get to halfway through the trip, and Tyler has decided he's going to purchase a guitar because...
Guys, that way I'll have one with me at all times to play. I can be the soundtrack of the trip.
And where will the guitar go as we are moving from country to country, city to city? Of course it can't be where everyone else's luggage is. Where's it going to go? It's going to get its own seat on the crowded bus. So the girl that's broken her leg, who needs to elevate her leg up on a spare seat. Nah, there's no spare seats for you, honey.
Truly. So the guitar got a spot over her leg.
Prime position. Oh. So that guitar goes everywhere.
That's fair. Her leg can't play Wonderwall though, can it? So Tyler might actually be a great guy.
So then Tyler takes the guitar to Venice. And we get to Venice and we're walking about and he sees it's the land of the buskers. And he thinks, well, we've had one night of practice at the French dinner. We've had practice walking around, serenading people on the bus when they haven't asked for it.
Yep.
This is my time to get the money off the tourists and maybe the pickpocketers if they feel generous.
Reimburse my parents for this trip, sure.
So he puts down his bucket hat. He gets the guitar out, still has the tag on for some reason. And he starts serenading the streets of Venice. And we get to the end of the night and say, Tyler, how'd you go? Well, it looks like I've got €2 there.
Looks like
you got €2. Tyler, you put that money in yourself.
My parents, Jules, they're currently doing the grey nomad thing of getting a camper van and traveling around this beautiful country of ours.
I love that.
Really nice. I've been getting the picture updates from my dad every day.
Oh, sweet.
It's him wearing the exact same singlet in front of a sunset somewhere. And he goes, guess where this is? I go, Dad, no idea.
Does he just not do his laundry while he's away?
It is something my sister and I were talking about yesterday. We're pretty certain that he is washing it in like the toilets at every caravan park and just like drying out the one singlet every night.
Dedicated to that one shirt.
Oh, I don't really understand it. That's, you know, you get to a certain age and you love what you love anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I've been catching up with them and they have pointed out that there's something that every caravan park in this country seems to have in common and it affects you and I.
Really?
Yeah. Strangely enough.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about that.
They've been on the road for 6 or 7 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been to dozens of caravan parks across that time, across Victoria, South Australia.
It's where they park up, where they sleep for the night.
100% Western Australia they are at the moment. And Dad goes to me last night, he goes, every single time I go to the bathroom, I hear you and your station. I go, what do you mean? He goes, every single caravan toilet in this country seems to play Hit.
Okay. This is great.
Well, that was my initial thought. It was like, great.
Great branding exercise.
Incredible coverage.
Oh, amazing. You can hear us wherever you go.
But do you want to be associated with the toilets at a caravan park?
I mean, shout out to the person, maybe the Caravan Parks of Oz CEO, who's made that decision and said, you know what station is the best? Not to be too vulgar, but what gets you going? Because do you want to go to a caravan park and hear other noises? No.
Well, I suppose that they do want it to muffle, don't you?
Mask any other sounds.
You know, you said in the break before, you know, the station, I mean, that song just then, you know, it's easy listening.
Of course it is.
Does the station have, does it have a laxative effect?
Or is that? I mean, if you compare it to other stations, you know, maybe one that might be doing footy coverage, maybe it's playing a game, maybe it's too exciting, maybe you can't focus on the job at hand. You just need something in the background, don't you?
Do you think that there's, you know, families out there who are like toilet training kids right now and they're like, little ones, you know, a bit blocked up, put get the Nick and Jules podcast, put it on right now. Get them going.
Nick and Jules. This is the Nick and Jules podcast.